Hi, welcome back. In our previous screencast, I gave you a basic overview of HA Designer, and we left off looking at this screen here, which is the video's remote. In this particular screencast, I'm going to quickly go over the individual components that make up the video's remote itself. As you may recall, we got to the video's remote by selecting its design object, 3278, which we derived from the database. Now, we also went ahead and chose the normal horizontal variation before we left the previous screencast. This particular variation is used on all horizontally oriented screens. This includes Nokia tablets, PC Windows tablets, touchscreens, etc., etc. There are other variations as well. As a matter of fact, if we click on one of them, we can quickly see the difference. Let's take a look at the PDA variation. This is for a vertical orientation, like a typical HP or Windows Mobile PDA type thing. Look at that. Quickly we see that everything has been squished together so that it fits much better on a vertically oriented screen. We'll also note, if you've seen this particular screen before, we'll also note that the playlist is also gone. That's fine, there's a button for it right here. But it's even more poignant when we select another variation, the variation for the mobile phones. As you can see, completely different. For those of you that have a mobile phone, you will notice here that you actually see some extra buttons on screen. The navigation diamond, the bookmarks button, the random button, etc., etc. These aren't actually visible. And in actuality, if we were to look at these buttons for this variation, we would find that their graphics are actually blank. This is normal, and it actually goes to show a very important point. In HA Designer, the standard variation of a graphic when it is placed will always be shown. I repeat that again. When a graphic is placed, no matter which variation you are in, the standard variation of that graphic will always be shown. It will make for some interesting anomalies, but it's something that can be dealt with once you understand that that's there. You just accept it, you move on. Notice as well that the bitmap graphic for this particular screen is also different. We're using, in this case, the graphic for the cell phone. Whereas in the others, because a graphic is not specified, the graphic for the standard variation is used. With that said, let's dig in a bit deeper. We go back to the normal horizontal variation, and we see that we have pretty much a functional grouping of buttons here. A lot of these buttons are grouped according to function. We've got, matter of fact, if we actually go down into the children of the design object, you'll actually find that this design object has a lot of children. One child for each major area or individual button, depending on how things are grouped. Let's drill down a little deeper. We click Group Light Control. Red box appears immediately around the light control here, and you'll find that all three buttons for the lighting control are grouped here. It's the same for the volumes control, for the group media navigation, and so on. You'll find that in contrast, the individual buttons that make up the bookmarks button, the file list, etc., etc., and so on, are individual pieces. You'll also find that there are other various teeny little other things around here that are not buttons or graphics. The text bits here, for example, and if we were to drill down into that, we would find, let's take a look at it. Object now playing. Well, actually, wow, look at that. That's actually a group in and of itself, and if you were to dig down into that, you would find the individual text pieces. So let's dig down into a particular graphic item. We'll choose the group media navigation for now, since it is the largest part of the remote. These are buttons that you would normally find on a touchscreen to navigate through a particular chunk of media. As you can see, self-explanatory, you have the rewind, fast forward, skip backward, skip forward buttons. That's pretty cool. Well, let's look at this in detail. If we click on the load button, we find that indeed we have the navigation diamond all by itself. And if we click on the children for it, we find the individual children themselves. The play button, the fast forward button, rewind, skip up, skip down, etc. This brings to mind a very important point, which I'm going to illustrate to you next. Let's say, for example, we wanted to place another lighting control on this remote. Let's give the excuse for left and right-handed people. What the hell? Okay. All we have to do is find the particular design object group that we want to place, the design object that we want to place onto the canvas. In this case, what we're interested in is the group light control. It's right here in children, so we can find the number directly in that. And you can place items of the same children on a remote at the same time. Kind of useless, but I'm using it here to demonstrate the point. So, we enter that number in, 2440. And there is the group light control underneath a category that was made for this particular piece. The group light control and its component buttons, down, more, and up. Pretty cool, huh? All we have to do at this point to place a particular design object on a canvas is to drag it over. You'll notice that the mouse cursor changes. And as we drag it over, one thing to keep in mind, the point on your mouse cursor is the top leftmost coordinate. So using that and keeping that in mind, you can eyeball things pretty easily. We drop. And hey, there's our new lighting control right there, ready to go. And if we save it, it shows that the same changes have been saved. And if we were to regenerate the orbiters in the house at this point, we would see the second grouping of the lighting control right next to the original grouping. Now, I would like to bring up an important point here. And I'm going to skip ahead just slightly to prove a point. Because each one of these buttons already has an action associated with it. This one to turn the lights up, this one to turn the lights down, this one to go to the lighting screen. They already have actions attached to them. So I placed this other group of lighting controls here. They work as well automatically. Very powerful feature. Well, I decided, okay, now that we've saved, I'm going to exercise something that is very important in HA Designer, and I'm going to close the window and reopen it. Make a habit of doing this. Save changes. And reopen again. You may want to keep a small cheat sheet of commonly used design objects such as the ones that you're working on or ones that you need to call up frequently so you can remember the numbers to keep them and just type them in without having to filter through them in the folder view here. Or maybe you like the folder view. It's all up to you. We go back. There's our transport control right here again, or the lighting control that we've added. And I'm going to show a very particular point here. Once this is placed, we cannot move it again. We cannot move it at all. The only way that we can, we can't move it by dragging it around with the mouse. You can only place with the mouse the first time. How do we move it? Well, we select it in child objects, and you'll notice that a number of things have been populated now. We scroll down the menu a little bit. Particularly, that we have an X and a Y, which corresponds to the size of the design object, and a width and a height, which is the size of all three of those design objects together. Now, to reposition the object, all we have to do is change its coordinates. Let's say we need to move it up ever so slightly. .536, hit save. Give it a few moments. And you'll see that it actually has been moved a few pixels. But that is the basic idea. Let's do an extreme value here. Let's move it all the way up to, say, 20. Save changes again. Take a look. Now our lighting control is way up here next to the now playing controls. And that's literally how you manipulate and move things around. So it does behoove you a bit to place things right the first time as best as you can, and then to gently nudge things into place. Now you'll notice, especially with the basic skin, that all of the buttons and things are roughly the same proportions. So you can basically do basic addition math to position things into place. For example, all of the individual buttons themselves are 266 by 266, no matter what they are, or multiples thereof. You can use this to your advantage to position things. And when you're designing if you're designing new graphical widgets, it makes sense for you to follow this same design philosophy to keep all of your individual controls roughly the same proportion so that they are easy to place. Now, I'm going to decide that I don't want this lighting control here anymore. I'm going to remove it. All I do for that, remove. And then save changes. Changes have been saved. And I'm going to go ahead, since this is a glitch in HA Designer, I'm going to close. Save changes. It's going to crash. It happens. No problem, just let it crash, let it finish its thing here. 1, 2, 3. Once this is finished, we're simply going to let this thing go all the way, crash all the way down, and restart. Now we're back, and we find that our lighting transport that we added here is now gone again. In the next screencast, we're going to discuss in more detail some of the more advanced aspects of this particular remote. But for now, go ahead and play this back a bit to review, take a look at things, play around, try adding a few things to the canvas, see what happens. And I'll pick up on our next screencast. Thank you for listening.